Some of the company have, yes. I have not the details, but yes, some of the mining company in New Caledonia have money owned by QMRI.
And does that include contractors and agents, those who supply services to the nickel miners as well, or just the miners themselves?
No, it's just mining company.
The report says unsecured creditors in Australia might only receive up to 52 cents in the dollar if the company was to be liquidated. Some might get nothing. Do New Caledonian companies have any access to those payments if they're offered?
I have no information about that. Our company is not concerned by this problem, but I have no information.
Regardless of what the creditors get paid, this is definitely bad news for New Caledonia for supplying nickel, because this refinery was where you sent most of your ore. Have you had any luck in finding alternative markets? For example, the last time we spoke to you, you said that maybe you could look at China as a possible buyer of New Caledonian nickel ore?
Yeah, the New Caledonian government gave authorization to all companies in New Caledonia to export ore to China. So now we have to find the clients, but we have now the authorization to do it.
Is that going to be easy? What's the world price of nickel doing? Is it in much demand, or will you struggle to find new markets?
We are not in a very comfortable situation to negotiate, because the market is really low, but we will try to do our best.
What's the reaction been like in New Caledonia to this? Obviously, this concerns the miners, but it must concern the government as well. 25% of the territory's economy depends on nickel.
Well, at the moment, the government is trying to help us to find a new market. The laterite is a big problem, but it's not the majority of our production. So it's a big issue, mainly on the East Coast, because it's a lot of volume for contractors. But we also have Japan and Korea, so well, it's a big problem, but we are trying to find a solution to have another way to sell our ore.
So it's a serious problem, but it's not necessarily fatal. This is only laterite ore that was being sent to Queensland, and you have other types of ore that you are able to sell.
It could be a fatal problem if we have no opportunity to sell the laterite, because to go to the other ore, you have to remove laterite, so we have to sell those laterites.
Are the miners and the government in New Caledonia working closely together on this?
Now, I would say so, yes. We've been working almost 30 years with Australia, and what we would like is to work again with Australia. But now we don't have any view of the delay it will take for the plant to reopen, if it reopens one day.
We don't even know if it will reopen, do we?
No, I have no. You have more information than I have.